Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this Mass for vocations to the religious life. And here in today's Gospel, this is Matthew chapter 19, our Lord gives the evangelical counsel of perfect chastity. It is a counsel, not a precept. That is, it is something optional, not required. And so here our Lord states the indissolubility of marriage, and it's kind of interesting to notice the language that was used by the Pharisees when they say to our Lord, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce, etc.?" And Moses, in fact, did not command it, but he permitted it. And so our Lord says, Moses allowed you to divorce your wife, didn't command anyone to divorce their wife, but he permitted it, and our Lord is now not permitting it. But he's bringing it back to the original plan of God, because the man and the woman are one flesh and cannot be divided, just as one flesh cannot be divided without bringing about death. So the same thing, the one flesh that takes place within marriage, if it is divided, brings about death. Death of the family, that fundamental building block of society, death of society, if this becomes widespread. And so our Lord says that marriage is indissoluble, and the disciples reflecting on this, that you must be with your spouse until death do you part, they come to the conclusion, if that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry. See, they're saying to themselves, the difficulties that marriage involves, it is better not to marry. That is less difficult to remain chaste than it would be to deal with all of the difficulties that marriage involves till death do we part. And our Lord says, not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that it is granted. As the Catechism and Canon Law teaches about religious life, some are called. And he says that those are called ought to accept it. Some embrace perfect chastity because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. That is, for the sake of the glory of God and the salvation of souls, including their own soul. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it. And so this is where discernment comes in. For those young people who have not yet embraced a state of life, they need to discern with the help of a priest. That's very useful, and I would say even necessary when possible, that if they can accept it, they ought to accept it with a generous and loving heart for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.